Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I think we can do better. When I watch and hear hateful comments, horrific acts, it's hard for me not to retreat into hopelessness and fear or numb. And I think we can do better. I think we can each be a force for love by our actions, by our opening our hearts, by leaning more towards love and less towards fear. And it is so not easy. So to help me make sense of where I want to put my energy, I've returned once again to one of my teachers, Parker Palmer. And his book, Healing the Heart of Democracy, talks about 5 habits of the heart where he thinks our work needs to begin. Because his book explores how to create politics worthy of the human spirit. Parker graciously granted me interviews in 2012 and again in 2013 to explore his new book and the habits of the heart. I've already talked about habit 1. We must understand that we're all in this together. Habit 2 is an appreciation of the value of, quote, otherness, unquote.
For me, an appreciation of the value of otherness has come more and more easily in life when I have started to understand that hanging around people who come from the same place I come from, who look like me, who think, believe, and act like me, who are, in effect, clones of myself, is ultimately about the most boring way I can imagine to spend my life. You're recycling the same thoughts. You're reinforcing each other's biases and prejudices. I think if we take this to a deeper level, though, you have to value otherness if you value learning. And I think that learning is another one of those fundamental tropisms of the human self, things towards which we are drawn. The point about learning is that unless we appreciate otherness, we will never learn anything. You have to cross over into the experience, the knowledge, the worldview of another person in order to learn. Once we stop appreciating the value of otherness, learning shuts down. And while it's true that for some people that equals safety, I think for most people it ultimately equals a kind of death in the middle of life. I haven't mentioned so far our political and economic differences, which of course is where ultimately we have to appreciate otherness if we want to come together as a civic community and cross some of these great divides that currently have us sort of shut down as a democracy, where we the people are essentially out of play, creating a void that gives government over to big money because we don't know how to talk to each other. We instead like to caricature and demonize each other. We need to create in our society strong containers to hold those complicated conversations.
So how do we create the containers where we can be open to others who experience things really differently than we do? I know for me, it helps a lot if I get grounded, breathing, centered, whatever method you use, prayer, to get grounded and soften a little bit from my usual rigidly held ideas to open up. And I get how scary it is to let go of certainty. We don't know it all. I know one thing that makes a huge difference for me is if we move from talking from concepts and conclusions to backtracking to, well, how did you come to that? If you could tell me a story about your experience, it may, hopefully, open my heart. What will it take for each of us to learn to keep our hearts open to those who see the world differently than we do? As George Eliot said, quote, "It is a narrow mind which cannot look at a subject from various points of view."
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.